Basically, yeah, it's just a business. It's a business, and you're housing inmates, and you're doing it and making money off of it. My name is Luther Pettigo. I own Industrial Hose. We service anything from the manufacturing plants and communities that are here in town and in Eloy. We service a lot of the farming industry. Well, good morning, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing. I just ain't figured out exactly how.
Well, we first moved out here, it was pretty bad. I mean, it was right when everything took a slump. You know, and over the past 6-7 years, it's slowly regained.
I'm Harvey Krause. I'm the city manager for the city of Eloy. We have several businesses here. We have auto environmental. I mean, we're known for skydiving. And, of course, we have a large prison, probably one of the large private prison complexes in the country. CCA has been very positive economic influence for Eloy over the years. I would guess that it contributes about $2 million to our general fund every year through construction sales tax, through property tax. The CCA is adding 1,000 new beds onto their Red Rock facility to take additional Arizona prisoners. I think the state has said they've got to begin taking prisoners within about 10 to 12 months, I think.
671. My name is Chantel Dimas. I work at Nico's Mexican Food with my family in Eloy. I've been here since I was 12 years old, and I am also a part-time student.
We get a lot of customers here that come from the prisoners, so they're like a pretty big source of our income. So I think it'd be good if they added jobs, like not just for the new employees themselves, but like other small businesses around. There's not many business here, and usually if people want a job, they'll either go to like the other towns like Casa Grande or Coolidge to find something else. Eloy is small, but I think it has everything. Well, not everything, but they do have like what you require, like a small grocery store, and they have like some family parks and no movie theater. They used to have one, but they shut it down like years ago.
The recession that hit us was really devastating for Arizona, especially the housing industry. So it's improving, but it's still stagnant. We just don't have the growth we would like. Eloy is a predominantly agricultural community and has a long history with the cotton industry. Still have a lot of cotton here. Agriculture is still going to be a major part of the community, and that's not going to change. That's our heritage. However, shopping centers would be great because that's where our sales tax, that's what our bread and butter is. There's been some diversification with along the Interstate 10 with truck stops and retail development along the interstate.
Prison companies themselves are going to have to expand. They will have to move to accommodate more people. As they employ more people, now you get more people moving into the area. You get more people moving into the area, they're going to shop local. They're going to go out to dinners. They're going to eat at the restaurants. Don't think of it as a prison. It's a business. Okay? Most of these are privately run or corporately run, so really it's more of a business. It's no different than when I bought the bar out there.
Can I get a large pitcher of PBR with 3 glasses, please?
Purchased the place about 3.5 years ago. We've turned it into quite a little get-together for everybody to come in and have a good time and socialize. There's two things people will do. They will come up with the money to smoke cigarettes and drink. In poor times, period. It's a known fact. It's one of those things, it's never gonna go away.